With the winter upon us, the busy season will begin for the Edmonton Food Bank. Meanwhile, with the inflation rising and the pandemic going on, some charities have difficulties. To talk about how the Edmonton Food Bank is handling the situation, here's Tamsin Benz-Knight. Hi, Tamsin.
Hello.
With the inflation up by 4% in 1 year, how does it affect your organization?
Well, definitely at Edmonton's Food Bank, we have, looking at the inflation rates going up right now, it's complicated and interesting. So we have a lot of touch points for us as an organization. So we purchase food. We buy lots of eggs. I know in June we got a little notice saying that egg prices were going to go up, just a few cents each dozen. But when we're buying $30,000 worth of eggs each month, those little pennies actually quite add up quite a bit. So there's that happening. But we also buy in massive bulk, so we don't necessarily see it right away. We will see how it has affected the organization in the new year once we finish up this year to see, did we get the quantity that we purchased based on the amount that we bought and how that affects us. Fuel for us, the lower prices earlier in the year has helped us, and so that will be bridged a little bit. But when we look ahead, how will that affect the organization in 2022? Because we have to have our vehicles out on the roads, picking up the food, as well as redistributing it around throughout the community. We look at the inflation rates, it's like, how will that affect our clients, the people that we're helping? We know that when we provide a food hamper to someone, they're augmenting their little bit of money that they have for food purchases. Will that stretch as far as it did before? It will probably impact those individuals heavier and be harder for them, and those individuals possibly teetering on the edge. So there's definitely people out there in the community that haven't needed the food bank's help. They've been able to bridge the gaps and make it work. But now with the rising costs of everything, will they need to turn to us? We don't know. Mm-hmm. And then we look at the other side of things, our donors. Will it affect how much people are able to give at this time of year? And realistically, the last 45 days of the calendar year, Edmonton's Food Bank brings in about almost half of the operating money, as well as huge amounts of food that not only help us right here at Christmas, but it bridges and sets the tone of services in 2022. So there's a lot of uncertainty. We are concerned yet optimistic that people will still be good to us. Edmontonians are good to us. And we're just very fortunate as an organization that people have continued to support our work.
Do you still provide the same amount of food right now?
Oh, that's correct. We have not decreased the amount of food that we're giving out. We've been actually really fortunate that our retail food partners like Sobeys, Safeway, the Loblaws, Walmart, they've been actually allowing us to glean, which is salvaging, more fresh food. So this is product that could be packaging problems, overshipment, overproduction. Instead of going to landfill, we've been accessing it. So we have a lot more fresh product, and that variety is a lot different. So we have salads, arugula, potatoes. I even saw some lemons on the hamper line to be able to put out in the hampers to give that variety. So we are very fortunate that we have the support of that industry to help us augment. We have the purchased food that we do, like our eggs and our shelf-stable milk and other key elements for our hampers. And then, of course, we have the beautiful donations that come in through the community to help our work. So that all combined allows us to continue our services and keep it up to the level that we want to see in those households to be able to give to those families and individuals.
And something that maybe helped you to keep things up, is it the donation? Because last week I see on Twitter that you received over $18,000 in donations. Are donations a factor that help you to provide food and compensate for the inflation?
Yes, definitely. Monetary donations allow us to do our work. We are not a government organization, so we have to keep the lights on, the vehicles on the road, people answering the phones, our coolers free and freezers cold so that we keep that cold chain intact too for the food distribution. And so funds allow us to not only purchase the food item, the key food items that we need, but the funds allow us to operate as an organization and provide the quality of service that we are in the community.
We will pass from the inflation to the COVID-19 pandemic, because a lot of organization, I don't know if you know that, but a lot of organization have trouble getting volunteers and staff because some people are not vaccinated and organization requires the 2 shots of vaccine. Do you have any problem recruiting volunteers and staff members?
Right now, I think everyone is feeling a little bit of a pinch when it comes to manpower. However, right now we see the influx of individuals that want to give back and they're trying to make a habit of giving. So we also require a vaccination for our volunteers and staff to do our work. We are an essential service. We can't risk shutting our doors. Granted, our clients that are coming in for food, because we are essential, they don't need it. But that touch point is very quick, and so it's not like, and that's why we're asking our volunteers and staff to be vaccinated, because we want to make sure people are protected. Mm-hmm. We're in close proximity at different levels of the distribution of food and building the food hampers that we want to make sure everyone's safe, and we can't risk shutting down. Mm-hmm. So it is a complicated time of year. People are still giving back, and people are still coming forward saying that they're double vaccinated and that they can lift 20 kilos and that they have time to give and to help us do our work. So we haven't gotten to the point where we're really struggling with it mm-hmm. too much that's impacting our services. But it is, of course, something that, like everything, you have to have your ear to the ground and listen and be attuned, because something can change really fast, just like everything throughout this whole pandemic. We've had to be quite nimble and flexible and to make sure that our services remain strong in the community so that people can have access to food.
I'm really glad to hear that you're not as impacted as much as I thought you would be with the pandemic and inflation going on. It was Tamizin Banz-Knight from the Edmonton Food Bank. She talked about the situation going on with the inflation rising and the pandemic and how it affected them.